This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. We're going to spend a few moments now talking with an artist named Blue about the art of songwriting. He's a professional. This is what he does for a living. I'm not above spitting no cliches. Just to explain you what I need to say. And I'm not above singing overdone. Blue spells his name B-L-E-U, but his real name is William James Macaulay III. Blue is a nickname from his days at Berklee College of Music, where he actually majored in the fine art of songwriting, and he had blue hair.
I had blue hair from the end of my senior year of high school all the way through college and even after college, for many, many years.
And was it a bright shade of blue? Did they have to
it was kind of
bleach
Superman
it first before the blue?
Yeah, I definitely bleached it. It was such a pain. When it was freshly dyed, the dye would drip down into my eyes when I was performing, and I wouldn't be able to see. I'd be like squinting the whole performance. Oh, he's so angry.
So you look like Kiss at that point.
I guess so, yeah.
While you were at the Berklee College of Music, you concentrated primarily on songwriting and composition. And from what I understand, the songwriting sequence at Berklee is such that students are almost like surgeons, where they pick apart songs, they dissect songs, and figure out how they work and why, what works and why.
That is absolutely true, and it was just thrilling for me to get into that. I, you know, had always imagined that songwriting was just sort of this ethereal thing that just kind of like pops out of, you know, the brain unrehearsed or something like that. I really got a lot out of the craft of it and was really kind of surprised and excited by the prospect that you could find the magic or, you know, sort of like figure out the magic. The street light winds through my cheap Venetian blinds. The hip-hop beats will not go to sleep, so I slip outside. When you're writing a love song, and there are a lot of them on the CD, a song about love or a song about love gone wrong, where you're writing from the heart or writing from the gut, does theory go out the window at that point? It depends. I think like anything else, you end up internalizing a lot of the tools or the craft. You don't really think about it specifically. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. A lot of the super emotional songs, I would say, for me, come from a kernel of this sort of like pure emotion or pure idea, like plucked from the cosmos. All day long, I've been sleeping like a log. I dream your face.
I was curious, when you write a song, what comes first, the melody or the words?
It honestly is always different. Sometimes it comes from an idea. Oh, this would be a good thing to write a song about. But then some songs definitely came from just melody. Something's Gotta Give, for instance. It's sort of the
the famous scrambled eggs story that Paul McCartney always tells about Yesterday was scrambled eggs for months and months and months before he came up with the right lyrics.
Since you left me, I've been
struggling to find the lyrics. When did the muse finally sweep down on you?
I had a couple of glasses of wine, and I was just, it honestly, sometimes it just comes to you. And I was like, hey, what about this? I think I've got it. And, you know, usually I think you kind of get obsessed with it, you know, at some point. You're like, I have to write these lyrics. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? And you're just thinking about it and thinking about it, and it just kind of like, it's like, oh, there it is.
If you wanted me back, I know I'd go and let you do it. If you wanted me back, I know somehow we'd wander through it. If you wanted me back, I know I'd go. But someday something's gotta give.
Actually, I was just kind of laughing to myself there because I played drums on that particular song. It's the only song I played drums on the album, and they're so bad. But that definitely was an example of tinkering, trying to sort of find exactly what was right. I really get obsessed with the minutia, both of songwriting and of production. It could always be that little bit better to me, and I think sometimes that leads to maybe a little bit of overproduction or something like that. Sometimes I need somebody to say, hey, you know, maybe we can cut these couple things out or something, but the craft is just so fulfilling to me.
It all started with a search for a magazine. An ordinary night, nothing too obscene.
William James McCauley III, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, it's been great talking to you. Thanks so much.
No ordinary girl would look at me that way. I asked if I could take you home.
William James McCauley is blue, and his new album is called Redhead.
This is All Things Considered.